All right, Wednesday night and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just a couple of things off of the pregame. I just find it hysterical, as I said last night, that everybody is so bothered by American citizens having access to government. I mean, all of these Democrats who allegedly are always the defenders of democracy are so bothered by democracy that Elon Musk and his pack, and really is funny because it really is a pack of backpack wearing 18 to 25 year olds. I'm not kidding you. They're swarming into the Treasury, into the FBI, all these different organizations, and just simply accessing what they're spending money on. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with finding out what the FBI is spending money on. I don't have a problem finding out what the Treasury is writing checks for. As we keep finding out that the Treasury has been writing checks without any sort of circumspection whatsoever. They simply, even when they know it's going to a terrorist organization, Treasury's writing the check. There's no accountability whatsoever. There's no supervision. They've just been writing checks for years, for decades. That's how it's been going. And we're $37 trillion in debt. Trump gets attacked because they're saying Trump's releasing the people that he's catching. They say he's going to be deporting. He's actually releasing them with an ankle monitor. He's arrested 8,000 and he's released 461. 6%. These are the headlines. And then you have Democrats asking about discrimination inside of schools because of the Title IX stuff. And we're going to get to all of this. The Title IX, Trump has basically banned men from competing in women's sports. If you want federal dollars, and believe me, every single public school in the United States of America wants, and right now they shouldn't, needs federal dollars. Well, you know what? Then you're not, if you violate his executive order of no men in women's sports, then you don't get any federal dollars. And then you have a reporter asking Caroline Leavitt, do you feel like kids could be discriminated against? How? Well, where's this? Discriminated against how? That a boy is not allowed to peeping Tom inside of a women's restroom? So the peeping Toms are going to be discriminated against? I'm fine with that. You guys go with that?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
We're all good with that here. So there, yeah, we'll allow that level of discrimination. All right, let me say hey to everybody in the chat here. Swethy is on. Producer Aaron is on. Six Lynn is on. Granite 2468 is on. Dave Souders is on. Keeper 1376 is on. Let me see here. John Phillips is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Mike Griffith is on. Alf Akers is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. D9597 is on. Prayer Works 2 is on. Lady Vu is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Why Not Me is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Order in the Court is on. Let me see. Here we go. Jim Brody is on. Malamute Lover is on. Sixlin is on. KB4MS is on. Keylime 13's on. Jim Kohler is on. Alpha Acres is on. Volvo 960 is on. Sexy Ponies on. Confederate One is on. Joe Heathen is on. Black Bart 201 is on. Richard Perry 49 is on. Hassle Free TV is on. Peg Joe is on. Big Scott One is on. Kev FM1 is on. Let me see here. Gloyd Shaw is on. Joanne's is on. Snarl Barkley is on. KGP Co. is on. Let me see here. Luann 5 is on. PD Frank 1974 is on. Scooter 887 is on. Rum Pierre 1 is on. Let me see who else here. Conservative Waffles on. Let me see. Gucci Buckeye already in the Rumble Rant with $10. Thank you so much. Sissy Patterson is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Salty Gonads is on. There we go. Peg Joe's on. Uncle Wally just popped on. Hey, Will's on. Glad you're on, Will. He's actually sitting in the room. All right. Appreciate you guys. Love each and every one of you. Let's hop right to it. Latest Trump accomplishments. Western Lensman video. Trump with an executive order. The war on women's sports is declared over. Another Trump win. Play for me, Win.
Female athletes have been forced onto the front lines, and men claiming to be girls have stolen more than 3,500 victories. That's a lot. And invaded more than 11,000 competitions designed for women. Last year, a male cyclist posing as a woman competed in the 800-mile Arizona Trail Race, a very big deal in cycling, and obliterated the women's course record by nearly 5.5 hours. Sounds like a lot, doesn't it, huh? 5.5 hours. So, but you have to hear the weightlifting records. You think that's bad? The weightlifting's worse. In 2023, a man in women's power lifting broke 2 world records and outlifted his closest female opponent in one event by 440 pounds. And they continue to defend themselves, Mr. Congressman. You know that, right? They continue to defend themselves. We hope they continue onward because I don't think we can lose a race. This was one of the big reasons that we all won, and it's one of the big reasons that we had a record, a landslide like they haven't seen before, very often anyway. And who could forget last year's Paris Olympics where a male boxer stole the women's gold medal after brutalizing his female opponent so viciously that she had to forfeit just after 46 seconds, and she was a championship fighter. And actually, they had 2 women or 2 people that transitioned, and both of them won gold medals, and they won them very convincingly. But all of that ends today because with this executive order, the war on women's sports is over.
Aaron said something. Let's go on. Just go on, kind of like fast forward it, like towards the end, guys. Like basically the last 10 seconds of it. And Aaron just made a comment that I just have to comment on. Aaron's comment. You just look at all the people in the background right there. Look at those. Look, that's Republican women. You compare that. I mean, you may not like this, and it doesn't matter to me whether you do or not. But you compare what Republican women look like in comparison to Democratic Party women. Look at this. All right, this if you're gonna choose a wife. You know, out of the adult women, that's where you want to go. Don't go to some Planned Parenthood rally where you'll see the most disgusting women on the planet. I mean, look at the difference. I mean, there's just a huge difference. And just a couple of things you can bring back to me, guys. So anyway, just on this, it's hysterical. And Will brought this up because he loved how unashamed he is. Just make fun of him. That's what you do. Once you're in, that's what people don't get. The Bible is always correct. Either be hot or be cold. Let your yes be yes, your no be no. Revelation 3:14, Matthew 5:37, Revelation 3:15-16. You'll either be hot or be cold. If you're going to go in and you're going to say, I'm outlawing men and women's sports, then just go at it. Don't be apologetic. Don't sit there. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. Don't worry about it. You're going to crush people's feelings. Who cares? You're crushing the feelings of a peeping Tom. Who cares? Who cares? You're crushing the feelings of a man who is erotically turned on by dressing like a woman and can't wait to watch women undress in a locker room or restroom. So be unashamed and start making fun of them just like Trump did, talking about the bike race in Arizona where a man won by 5 hours. You usually win a bike race, especially a day race, by minutes. He won by 5 hours and set a world record, the record for the race. And then in a weightlifting meet, a man won in a single event while setting 2 world records by 440 pounds in a single event. And see, what's been funny is, and Aaron and I were talking about this before the show, is that now Democrats have been pigeonholed into having to defend that. Yeah. You're having to defend a man winning a weightlifting match by 440 pounds. And most weightlifting matches are decided by a pound or two. Literally, a pound or two. At most, 5 pounds difference between the gold medal winner and the silver medal winner. And he set 2 world records in a women's event. He set 2 world records in a women's event and won by 440 pounds. And then, of course, you had the 2 trans women, which means fully penised men, competing in Olympic boxing. And both of them, of course, brutalized the women they were fighting against, one of which quit after a half a minute in the gold medal round. And she is a world championship fighter, tough as nails, but she can't go in there and fight a dude. And some women might be like, oh, yeah, they can. No, they can't. You can just get off your high horse if you believe that. You can't. Believe me. They're just not going to. You take, again, I could show you videos. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. Aaron, don't go find it.
I'm ready.
I know. Believe me, I know. But the women's soccer team, which is manned, womaned, by 20 to 32, 33-year-old women. Who do they practice against? 14-year-old men, and they get whooped. And I could show you that video, and I could show you the video of our Olympic team playing retired men in their 40s and getting beat 9-0. They couldn't stop a shot. I'm talking about men running around with dad bods, whooping them. And these are the creme de la creme of women's soccer players. And you know what? God bless them. But please, if you are one of those that believes that women can compete with men, you have lost your freaking mind. We can't do what you can do, and you can't do what we can do. And that is just the way that it is. And I am a Romans 2:11 guy. God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't look at men above women or women above men, but we all have our lanes, as simple as that. All right, on to the next thing here. Just doing all things Trump right now, so we're hopping all over the place. New York Post pick. New York Attorney General Letitia James tells hospitals to continue sex change procedures for minors despite Trump's executive order. What should we do with her then? Arrest her?
Yeah.
You're like, Tom, that would just cause. So the only problem that it would cause. They arrested Trump. How many times did they arrest Trump? How many times did they arrest Trump? Did it cause us any trouble? Didn't cause us any trouble at all, did it? The only people that it will cause trouble for is the Democrats. Just arrest her. Let them get all flummoxed by it. Who cares? They're never going to vote for you anyway. We're going to lose vote. No, you're not. Arrest her. It's as simple as that. She's in there. She is training illegals how to avoid ICE custody. I could easily construe a case where that's obstruction of justice. She's doing it. Phil Murphy's doing it. Let's do, you know what? We have Ilhan Omar doing seminars about how to avoid ICE custody. Arrest all these people. Arrest them all. Well, then you're going to upset people. Only people you're going to upset are the ones who are never going to vote for you anyway. All right, go to the next one for me. This is Will's story of the night. He's most happy about this one. All right, Pete Hegseth breaking in December of 2024. December, what was that? That was a month after Trump was elected. The U.S. Army had its best recruiting number in 12 years. 12. Wonder why that is, because here's the thing. For women, you know what? Finally, you're not going to have to worry about it going to page 47 of the Army General Orders Manual and learning how to shower with a fully penis female. Tom, that can't be. It is me. It is. That is currently, unless Hegseth has already taken it down, as of the last days of the Biden administration on January 20th of this year, in the Army, I don't know the page, I'm just making that part up, but it is in the Army General Orders Manual that women are taught how to shower with fully penis females. In other words, hairy men. That's it. So women probably are now more interested in joining the military because now they don't have to worry about a peeping Tom with an erection in the shower looking at them while they're showering. Probably makes the military a little bit more appealing. Wouldn't you think, Will? Yep. Yeah, I would think so. And if you're a parent, wouldn't you rather have your daughter now join the military? Because now you don't have to worry about her having to shower with fully penis women. I'm just telling you what the Army General Orders Manual says. And now you, as a man, you don't have to worry about having to be in a trench or on the front lines with a guy standing next to you with lipstick on and earrings. Dressed up as a woman in the middle of the battlefield, or the people that you're supposed to be your support aren't because they're recovering from trans surgeries. Ugh. Or they've had an appendage sewn on or an appendage sewn off. So you don't have to worry about that anymore. You don't have to worry about being run out because you said MAGA on your Facebook page, and then you have Lloyd Austin hunt you down as a right-wing extremist and kicked out of the military. Now you don't have to worry about being kicked out of the military because of your vaccine status. I wonder why we're having world record recruiting. In January, just now, the Army, and this number's just popped out. In January 2025, the Army hit its best recruiting number in 15 years. Pete Hegseth says, America's youth want to serve under the bold and strong America First leadership of Donald J. freaking Trump, baby. That's what we need, because it was getting to be a national security problem that we didn't have anybody in the military. Nobody was signing up for the military anymore. And again, how can he be a Democrat when you see this, and it all turns around on a dime, the border 93% shut in a day, and you sat there for 4 years saying it couldn't be done. You sat there for 4 years saying that the border is broken. You need comprehensive border reform. How do you like that comprehensive border reform in a day? Shut down. How can you sit there? How can you even remotely defend the effectiveness of Democrats? You can't. Our insurrection Barbie video. I didn't know this till 3 days ago. That we had 6 hostages in Venezuela. Did you know that, Aaron? I didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Well, you know what? Those 6 hostages have been sitting there for years. And again, what did Biden do about it? Not much, because I never heard of it.
Yeah.
Believe me, I would know if there was something going on. So how long did it take Donald Trump to get him out? A week. Biden, 4 years of doing nothing. Donald Trump, 1 week. Again, how are you defending yourself as a Democrat right now when your guy does absolutely nothing for 4 years and Donald Trump brings 6 hostages home from Venezuela in basically a week? How do you defend your agenda? How do you defend your rhetoric and your narrative? How do you defend your politicians who do absolutely nothing? Insurrection Barbie video. Play for me, Will.
This is an incredible story. I mean, I saw a lot of reactions on Twitter from, you know, well-meaning fans of the president even saying, is it bad that I didn't know we had 6 Americans being held in Venezuela? So just give us a little background on who these people are.
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm still really emotional about what happened Friday. It was probably the highlight of my career to be able to represent America, to represent the president, and to watch what was happening in real time, to negotiate. Not only did we get the hostages back without paying a penny and without trading any hostages, which is really important, but we also got the Venezuelan government to bring their planes to the United States to take illegal immigrants in our country from Venezuela back to Venezuela. They are sending the planes and they are paying for it. I think this is the new standard. It's pretty amazing. But the negotiations were obviously very secret. I left Friday morning super early. I went on an Air Force plane, had Air Force protection. The Air Force is amazing. They've got young people who just are totally committed and working in secret and working around the clock. We flew out of Washington, D.C. We landed in Caracas and made our way into the presidential palace. There hadn't been a White House official there in Caracas in a very long time. And I started negotiating with the Maduro team and then eventually with Nicolas Maduro. And it was pretty amazing to be there and to negotiate on behalf of the U.S. But we had a clear mandate from President Trump. He knew what he wanted.
This is such a comprehensive story. You look at this entire story. First of all, Biden does nothing for years. Not one thing. I didn't even know there was hostages down there. But we had 6 hostages, all of them released in a day with Rick Grenell. Obviously, and Trump allegedly is so transphobic and homophobic and xenophobic. Rick Grenell's openly gay. The Treasury Secretary under Trump is openly gay. DA Secretary is a woman. DNI, woman. But Trump is allegedly the misogynist pig. I mean, truly amazing. But anyway, so Maduro has no choice. It's hysterical. Maduro's offering it up too. He's flying home his own people. Now Tren de Agua is now being flown home by Venezuela themselves. No hostages exchanged. Nothing. You know why? Because Maduro's scared out of his mind. How can you be a Democrat? You accomplish nothing. Trump has accomplished more than Joe Biden. Joe Biden accomplished negative, so it's easy to say this. But he's accomplished more in his 2 weeks and 2 weeks and a day, 2 weeks and 2 days. So 16 days, Trump has accomplished more in 16 days than Joe Biden did in 4 years, because Joe Biden was like negative. So just brings him right home. I mean, he didn't go down there and then come back and say, well, in the next 6 months, we're going to have these various negotiations on some Venezuelan oil and hostage exchanges and all these different things. And we're going to keep a certain number of Tren de Agua members. No. Maduro is now messing with Trump. Not a neutered Joe Biden, not a neutered Kamala Harris, not a neutered Democrat. He goes, you know what? I'll give you all of your hostages. I'm surprised you didn't say I was going to give you free oil for 10 years. I'll give you all your hostages, no negotiations, no exchanges. I'll send my planes to get Trende Agua for you. Everything in a day. Done, because they're scared out of their mind. That's the way it should be. Speak softly, but carry a big stick. All right, now let's go to the next one. Older millennial video. I'm hopping all over the place now. Just jumping all over. To the airplane crash in D.C. So are we really, this is the older millennial speaking, are we really just going to pretend that this entire thing is not as weird can be? Play it for me, Will.
So are we just going to pretend that it's not strange at all that we waited so long to discover the name of the Black Hawk pilot? And then once we did learn the pilot's name, we not only learned that she was an aide in the Biden administration, but everything about her online, every single piece of social media, every post was gone. And then, since we've learned that, almost complete and total radio silence. Like, just nothing. A Black Hawk helicopter flies into a plane. And it was the biggest news. It was all the mainstream media could talk about. Until we learned who the pilot was. And then almost on that exact same day, we learned who the pilot was. They finally put that information out. And then there was nothing to learn about this woman anywhere. Not a single post to be found. Not a social media account that existed. Nothing. All we learned was that she was 28 years old and she used to be an aide in the Biden administration. And then nothing. We're just going to pretend that's not strange.
So for the first time in 12 freaking years, we have a mid-air collision. Killing 67 people, right? And the person flying the helicopter, what are the odds that the person flying the helicopter, actually side by side that air until we play, the person flying the helicopter is Rebecca LeBlanc, who is an aide for Joe Biden. What are the freaking odds? And again, I don't mean to be overly conspiratorial, and I think that the Trump administration needs to, and Pete Hegseth need to jump on this, and we need to know what her training sufficiencies or deficiencies were. I want to know how this woman, I should have brought my Black Hawk footage from yesterday's show, but basically it's impossible to not be able to see out of a Black Hawk. There's windows on top of your head, in front of you, underneath you. And she never even veered off course. I heard another Black Hawk pilot on Fox News talking about it. And he was like, I don't understand how she never veered off course. I mean, at some point, even in the last second, you would veer because you would see the aircraft, even if somehow you misconstrued it with lights on the ground or traffic or the other plane, whatever it may be. At the last second, you'd at least veer off with a joystick. Eventually, you would. She never veered off. It was literally like on purpose. Tom, are you saying that it was on purpose? No, but it looks on purpose. It looks on purpose, and she certainly was a Biden sycophant. Look at her. Look at her playing there at the press secretary podium. Look how happy she is flying. Does she belong? Are you saying, Tom, that no women can fly helicopters? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, does she belong behind the joystick of a Black Hawk helicopter? That's all that I'm saying. I want to know her deficiencies and her sufficiencies. I want to know her performance. There it is. Thank you, Aaron. Look at this. How do you not see? That's a Black Hawk right there. That's the Black Hawk helicopter that ran into the airplane. How do you not see? To the least of the last second veer off course. And that's not me talking. That's a Black Hawk helicopter pilot talking on Fox News. You're like, Tom, get past it. I don't get past anything. Whenever new stuff pops up, I'm going to bring it back, even if it's a month old, 2 months old. How do you not avoid the plane? Look at all the windows on that thing. How do you not? I mean, eventually, at least at the last second, why wouldn't you veer off course?
Yeah.
And why was she flying? She's supposed to be flying at 200 feet exactly. Why is she flying at 400 feet? Why was she, I can't remember exactly how many miles off course that she was. She's also a half mile, mile and a half, whatever it was, off course and too high. I want her evaluations and how she ever got behind the joystick of that Black Hawk helicopter. And was it DEI? Why was it that Donald Trump knew it day one? Because Donald Trump knew who the pilot was. Remember, how can you make the assumption that it was, remember from the press, that it was DUI? Because he saw this right away. He knew Donald Trump. I mean, do we honestly think that the president of the United States, Pete Hegseth, had already been sworn in, folks? This person was under his command. Do we think that Donald Trump didn't know who the pilot was? 1 hour later, he knew who the pilot was 12 minutes after he was informed.
Yeah.
And he knew it was a Biden aide. Look at her. at her little trans pride flag, you know, fest and her ridiculous. She's just like those Biden propaganda videos with the trans idiots. Look at her behind the press. It's all so fun, isn't it? Does she qualify to be flying a Blackhawk? Does she? I think we can assume not, since she flew it into a commercial airliner like a missile. All right, packing Patriot video. Play for me, Will.
We're so sick and tired of living this illusion. Right up your ass with your diversity, equity, and inclusion. Hiring people based off the color of their skin instead of what's within. Now that's a situation that no one wins.
Now, Aaron, just throw that back to the beginning one more time. I just want everybody to see this. Again, just let the video play and mute it. So, I mean, again, this is it. I mean, what does she qualify to be behind the joystick of? Does she? Does she belong behind the joystick? There she is with Biden, of course. And then, lo, there she is with Biden, of course. There she is with Biden, of course. There she is with Joe and Jill, of course. And then now, lo and behold, she's behind. She's behind the joystick of a Blackhawk that for the first time in 12 years, we have a mid-air collision. Why was she? Did she qualify? All right, you can put that montage up one last time. Well, just to everyone, you can screenshot this or no, whatever. Show, play this podcast for other people. Send it to other people. There it is. Does she belong behind the joystick of a Blackhawk? Absolutely not. And that's why Donald J. Trump said it day one. All right, let's go to the next one. Colin Rugg video. New two airport employees arrested for leaking the video footage of the D.C. collision. So you have a Biden official, a Biden aide who actually, I don't want to say commits, but the Biden aide flew the helicopter into the plane, and then two airport employees are arrested for leaking the video footage to Fox, to Alex Jones. No, of course, to CNN. Two of them. Play for me, Will. And again, I'll get off of this. Aaron, play that side by side, and because Aaron's talking, and Aaron's a pilot in training. He's like, I mean, how's that not on purpose? I don't know. I mean, you don't ever veer off course, and this is the best video, and it was leaked to CNN. And I'm like, these people have been arrested. Do you agree with that, Tom? I don't know. I don't really care. But look at this,
dude. Come on.
Let me 1001, 1002. You never veer off course, and it's like for 20 seconds like that. 20 seconds beelining for that airplane.
She was a kamikaze.
I mean, yeah. Well, is she a trans genocide person? She certainly loved trans flags and pride flags. That's for sure. All right, so let's move on. Let's do some Doge stuff here. John Stossel video. Let's set it up with this. Let's set the precedent with John Stossel. About a 1 minute and 15 second video. Government does, in fact, as we all know, waste a whole lot of money. Play for me, Will.
Cut it all. But even if they cut all the silly spending, it won't come close to eliminating our $2 trillion a year deficit. Where are the bigger cuts?
We need to cut corporate welfare.
Chris Edwards edits the Cato Institute's Downsizing Government website. What would you cut first?
The first thing I would cut, the federal government spends over $1 trillion in subsidies to state and local governments, K-12 school funding, school lunch funding. This is all activity that should be funded by state and local governments and not the federal government.
The feds even pay for junk food.
Taxpayers are funding chocolate bars and candy and cake. State governments have asked to be able to eliminate junk food in their programs.
And they're not allowed to?
They're not allowed to.
Then there's the government's stockpile of unused buildings.
An unbelievable 300,000 buildings.
Many are underused. Hallways and offices sit empty. On top of that, the feds own most of the land in the West. Most of it.
We don't know the market value. It is in the trillions. So the federal government could really make a big dent on federal government debt if it sold a lot of that land.
But they don't. Instead, they spend millions buying more.
All right, so let's go with this. So subsidies, $1 trillion a year, are sent to local governments, mostly, of course, in Democratic Party states, to subsidize their schools that local governments should be paying for. And then you're actually, because, and I'm not going to, I can't go too far into this, but kids are actually forced, and listen, I'm a junk food connoisseur, I actually kind of live on junk food, so I have no problem with junk food.
Same.
But here's the thing, is that when the schools actually try to make their lunches healthy, the federal government says, we won't allow you to make them healthy. If you do, we will take your subsidies from you, so you will continue to feed the kids chocolate, to feed the kids Doritos, and to feed the kids M&Ms. Now, but here's the thing. Now, why would they do that? Because guess who owns all those companies? Aaron, can you guess?
BlackRock?
Yeah, yeah. BlackRock, Straight Street, and Vanguard. So they continue to subsidize their campaign contributions. That's what they do. $1 trillion per year can be cut off. Right now, what? I mean, again, we need to pay for kids' lunches. No, you don't. Their parents do.
Yeah.
Their parents need to pay for them. You know how much it costs to feed a kid? $4. You can't afford that. Okay, you have a problem. And don't even hand me your pity stories. I don't want to hear it. If you're going to produce, if you're going to push out puppies, then you need to be able to pay for your own pups. Okay? Nobody has ever paid for my kids' lunches. And I was simply a cop. All right? My wife was a real estate agent, mortgage broker. We weren't rich. I paid for all my kids' meals. You could pay for all of yours also. Or just stop having puppies. Okay? There you go. Simple as that. So that's $1 trillion per year. Let's go to this one since Aaron's popped up to pick. So this is all the land owned by the federal government. Did you know that? I did not know that. Look at that freaking land. They basically own all of Nevada.
Yeah.
All of Idaho. Large portion of the state of Washington. Large portion of the state of Oregon. Let's say Eastern Southern California. Look at Alaska at the bottom left-hand corner. At least you missed. They own all of Alaska. If they sold all that land, the national debt would be paid off.
Yeah.
That's it. It's done. Why do we want them to own all of our land? Any idea why does that do anything for you? It doesn't do anything for me. So they own all of that also. And here's the funniest one of all is Aaron. You know it's bad when Aaron makes a noise. Because Aaron is probably the hardest person to impress on the planet. Seriously, and the most critical.
That's true.
And if there's anybody close to him, it's me and my wife are closest as far as criticalness. But anyway, but Aaron actually goes, whoa, when Stossel said that the federal government owns 300,000 buildings.
Empty.
And a lot of them are empty, yeah. Unused, that you and I are paying the electric bills for. I mean,
dude,
who runs this? Rhino Republicans. And deep state Democrats, that's who's been running this for years. And these people, you have Jasmine Crockett and Chuckie Schumer out there. We want to keep doing this. Great. Make them own 300,000. 300,000 federal buildings? How is that even possible? Well, how do you even split that, Aaron? Divide that by 50. How do you split that into 50 states?
6,000.
6,000 buildings per state, Will. That are basically unoccupied.
Yeah.
Empty. Unoccupado.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're worried about cutting. We don't have any room to cut. We have no room to cut expenditures. There's no room to make any budget cuts. 300,000 basically empty buildings. And they're worried about Doge. All right, let's go to the next one. Older millennial video. Why was the US FDA paying $517,000 per year, Aaron, for 37 subscriptions to Politico. Not to Fox News, not to the TLP, not to the Federalist, not to the Gateway Pundit, but to the Politico, the US FDA, Food and Drug Administration, was making sure that they were buying subscriptions for $7,000 per subscription per year. Most subscriptions are less than $20 a year. So your most expensive couple hundred a year. And you'll hear this all outlined by the older millennial. But not only were they paying $7,000 per prescription subscription, it was all, of course, to a heavy-duty left-wing communist rag like Politico. Play it for me, Will.
Politico has been receiving funds from the federal government.
Jeff, it's actually way worse than you think. Because not only were we giving them that $8.1 million in direct payments, Doge just revealed that just the FDA was paying them $517,855 for 37 subscriptions. In case you were unaware, a subscription to Politico is $200. What we should have paid for 37 subscriptions is $7,400. However, the FDA managed to pay $510,000 more than these subscriptions should have cost. Not to mention, the taxpayer should not be paying for people to be subscribed to a left-wing news organization. What do you want to bet that when Doge starts looking into these other three-letter organizations, we find this same kind of funny math? This is money laundering, plain and simple. There is no other reason why subscriptions that should have cost $7,400 magically cost $510K extra. This is criminal and it needs to stop.
One disagreement with the older millennial who's fantastic. Make sure you follow him on social media. It's huge on TikTok, huge on Twitter. It's not money laundering. It's a subsidy. We ever wonder how exactly these institutions stay open? Will's paying for it. Aaron's paying for it. I'm paying for it. And the 1,094 people that I can see watching this program right now, you're paying for it for Politico. How in the world do you end up paying $517,000 for 37 subscriptions? 37 subscriptions should be $7,400 a year, and we're paying $517,000. And why are we buying subscriptions to any magazine, let alone a leftist magazine, as a federal government? Why in the world is the federal government buying subscriptions for its employees at the USDA and paying $517,000? And you have all the idiots out there in front of them, Schumer, Crockett, Presley, Maxine Waters. How dare you raid USAID? How dare? This is why, idiots. This is why. We're raiding USAID because the US FDA is paying $517,000 per year for 37 subscriptions to Politico. That's why you're being raided by Doge, you morons. How can you defend this as a Democrat? I hope there's a Democrat watching. If you are watching, get a Rumble account right now and send me any sort of decent argument about how in the world you would defend this sort of spending. I would love to hear it. I would love, help me understand. defend this spending. I'll scroll to the bottom of the Rumble chat right now. Please log on. I will read it in front of you. You have no audience anyway. I'll read it in front of 1,100 people for you. And plus, we're live on Christian Television Network right now. I'll read it in front of everybody. Send me your explanation about how in the world and how you defend and how you're supporting Jasmine Crockett and Schumer and Presley and everybody else in Waters screaming in front of USAID about being invaded and shut down. Because USAID was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on trans coloring books in Peru. And you want that, you want all of that to be preserved. Send me your explanation. I would love to hear. Please log on. Please log on. I want to see it. Aaron, if you see it, I'll read it. Yeah, I promise it to you. I promise you I'll read it. All right, let's go. Breaking 9/11 video. Boom. Press Secretary Caroline Levin just announced that Doge is cutting all funding to Politico. Play for me, Will.
USAID has gotten a lot of attention the last couple of days with some of these bizarre things that we've been, taxpayers have been funding. Now it looks like there are a couple media outlets that have been dragged into this conversation as far as USAID funding as well. Does the president have any comment on that?
So upon coming out here to the briefing room, I was made aware of the funding from USAID to media outlets, including Politico, who I know has a seat in this room. And I can confirm that the more than 8 million taxpayer dollars that have gone to essentially subsidizing subscriptions to Politico on the American taxpayer's dime will no longer be happening. The Doge team is working on canceling those payments now. Again, this is a whole of government effort to ensure that we are going line by line when it comes to the federal government's books. And this president and his team are making decisions across the board on, do these receipts serve the interests of the American people? Is this a good use of the American taxpayers' money? If it is not, that funding will no longer be sent abroad and American taxpayers will see.
Let me make you feel even better. Load that next video, Will, because we're going to hop right to it. Let me make you feel even better. We think right now that it was, right now at this very moment, you probably think that it was $517,000 for 37 subscriptions that you and I paid for federal employees to read Politico. $517,000 for 37 subscriptions. Imagine that. So simply a subsidy to keep Politico in publication. So we think that's what it was, 517,000. Well, here's Jack Posobiec talking to Roger Stone. Was it just that amount? Play for me, Will.
I'm seeing this out of Liz Wheeler over at The Blaze, that it wasn't just $8 million that Politico received from USAID. It was 34.3. If you actually go out to all political spending, or excuse me, all governmental spending from the U.S. government, that yes, from USAID was the $8 million, but total $34.3 million in 1,349 transactions. And we're looking at, I'm seeing Department of Homeland Security, Department of Education, again and again. Roger, something stinks in Denmark.
Yeah, we have discovered the slush fund for the deep state. This is where they were doing all of their deep black ops rather than the CIA. This is just going to get worse and worse.
So as Doge rolls along right now, Elon's goal is to cut $4 billion a day. Right now he's up to $1 billion a day. He'll get there. I mean, if you doubt Elon Musk, you're an idiot. Because it's the guy who's landing rockets as we speak, which NASA couldn't do from 1960 to 2024. But anyway, so it started off with, oh man, it's horrible, $517,000 on 37 subscriptions to Politico for the USDA. Then we find out, we go from 517 to finding out, whoops, $8 million was given to Politico from the federal government. And like, man, that's horrible. Man, that's absolutely horrible. Whoops, it's actually four times that amount. It's $34.3 million was given to Politico. Will's money, Aaron's money, my money, your money to a leftist rag that advocates for you and I to have our speech banned. That's who Politico is. And they put out false stories about conservatives all the time. That $34.3 million that's gone to Politico so far was over the course of 1,349 transactions from the federal government. And it went from various NGOs and federal government agencies to Politico. Sometimes it was funneled through the Department of Education and other various entities. But $34 million ends up of our money that you and I pay exorbitant amounts for in hyperinflation, our money, $34 million went to Politico. And it was printed, and then you and I go from having to pay $2 for a carton of eggs to $10 for a carton of eggs so Politico can have their breakfast nooks in their offices. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. And then you have, now I wanted to highlight for as a public service, those who are the most ardent defenders of USAID and the most ardent enemies of Doge. Here's one for you. Steven Crowder video. Here's Jasmine Crockett. Her act, as Crowder says, is so tired. Play for me, Will.
Modeling is for the white boys. That's what's happening right now. I am tired of the white tears. Listen, if you are competent, you are not concerned. When I walk into Congress every single day, you know why I don't feel a way and why you can't make me doubt who I am? It's because I know that I had to work 10 times as hard as they did just to get into the seat. When you look and you compare me to Marjorie Taylor Greene or me to Lauren Boebert, there is no comparison. And that is the life that we have always lived. So the only people that are crying are the mediocre white boys that have been beaten out by people that historically have had to work so much harder. This is why they don't want us to have education.
Well, I know it's hard to see through your lenses of racism and you're so nearsighted. Maybe those mediocre white boys didn't grow up in the lap of privilege, like going to a $20,000 per year private school, then a $55,000 a year Rhodes University in Tennessee, getting your law degree from University of Houston, and basically getting $1 million for your first campaign from Sam Bankman-Fried. This whole act of hers, the mediocre white boys, and the struggle that I have had this entire time, well, I didn't go to the $30,000 a year private school. It was $20,000. I had to watch. I had a best friend. She was twin. They was twins. They had to share a Mercedes on the Sweet 16. They didn't have their own.
Yes.
There was littering. There was talk back. We had truancy officers.
Listen, if you're going to act like a hood rat, then that's the way it is. Jasmine Crockett's been caught before. She doesn't talk like that. That's a giant act. She was a privileged person who's never paid for anything in her life, ever. Going to $20,000 a year private school. You know what I went to? Public school my entire life. And again, what would happen if I said the word black boys?
Yeah.
I mean, she can just throw out white. She can just be an overt racist. White boys in Congress. What if we said black boys in Congress? What if we said that?
Oh, dude.
Bad. Okay, so you're allowed to be a racist if you're her. All right, and I'm not going to sit here and defend myself and sit here and go, I'm not a racist. The thing is, all you're doing is buying into their agenda whenever you sit there and apologize. You know what? I'm just going to call it racism, whatever it is. She's the racist. There you go. That's it. I don't need to worry about myself. She gets exactly what she deserves. All right, back. I just want to show you nothing to do with Doge, really, but I had to show you who the most ardent adversaries of Doge are. She's one of them. We're going to highlight another one in a minute. All right, Jesse Waters video. Nice montage, nice list of governmental waste given to you by Jesse Waters. Play it for me.
They're using the old good cop, bad cop routine in Washington. Trump's the good cop. Elon's the bad cop. And Trump's fine with it. The Times says he's moving at a speed and scale that's shocking civil servants. As Elon and his team are working with a frantic around-the-clock energy, beds are being moved into the Eisenhower building so Musk's men can sleep at the office. Elon's nerd army, a bunch of 18 to 25-year-olds who rejected seven-figure salaries in Silicon Valley to trim fat in D.C. Young engineers in black backpacks, underpaid patriots, hitting the federal bureaucracy with AI and seeing what kind of waste, fraud, and abuse spills out. For decades, bald 60-year-old inspector generals audited federal agencies, found pork, wrote a report that no one read, and nothing changed. Finally, Trump assigned it to a pack of whiz kids, and we're already saving $1 billion a day. Pink slips are flying like confetti at the RNC. Bureaucrats are showing up to the office, and before they get coffee and log on, Doge says, come into the conference room and sit down. This will only take a minute.
Doge was in the building. We took down our pride flags. I took out any books I felt would be incriminating. No one was talking. We heard they started taking transcripts automatically of all of our Google Meets. They unplugged the news in the little kitchen galleys. It didn't feel good. And then Saturday, all of the websites went down. And then I lost complete access to my computer.
Elon says we spent the weekend feeding USAID into the wood chipper. $20 million for Iraqi Sesame Street, $2 million for Moroccan pottery classes, $11 million to tell Vietnam to stop burning trash, $27 million to give gift bags to illegals before we deport them, millions to help Afghanis grow crops instead of opium. That program was such a success that opium production doubled. We also gave Afghanistan $300 million to build diesel fuel power plants, but they couldn't use them because diesel was too expensive. $200 million on a dam that was too unsafe to ever be used. We could have used that dam in California. $250 million on a road that was never used. We literally built a road to nowhere. Oh, and we gave Syrians $9 million for humanitarian aid. But someone messed up and it went to Al-Qaeda. $1 million for bat research in Wuhan. That equates to $1 million for each dead American. USAID was funding Fashion Week in Paris. France isn't even paying its NATO dues, and we're paying for their Fashion Week.
You and I are paying for runway models in Fashion Week in Paris, one of the richest places in the world. All right, back to front. That was the back one. $1 million to Wuhan. Way more than that, of course, through backdoor sources. This is just USAID. $9 million was given for refugees in Syria, but accidentally ended up in the hands of Al-Qaeda. we all know that it was obviously purposely supposed to go to Al-Qaeda. $70 million on contractor fees for projects that were canceled, but the money was still spent. How does that work? A $500 million on a dam that was too unsafe to be used, but it's still sitting there. $200 million on a partial road that deteriorated. $11 million to tell Vietnam to stop burning trash. $27 million to give gift bags to illegals before they're deported.
Oh, my gosh.
$2 million for pottery classes in Morocco. $20 million for an Iraqi Sesame Street. It's probably like Aaron said, Elmo's out there blowing up buildings. That's the version of Sesame Street. Ali Akbar! Yeah. That's the, you pull the string on Elmo, you buy your Elmo doll, and it says Ali Akbar.
Ali Akbar! Yeah, yeah.
$335 million on diesel fuel power plant that just sat there because it turned out they couldn't afford the diesel. And all the Democrats want to make sure all of this funding continues. That's how pigeonholed they are. Culture war video. I'm telling you, here's Mike Benz truly explaining the purpose of USAID. Play for me, Will.
When populist waves swept the world in the U.S. in 2016 with Trump and with what happened all over Europe with Marine Le Pen and Matteo Salvini and Nigel Farage, USAID declared censorship holy war against every single populist group, including Bolsonaro. Steve, I'm telling you right now, if USAID did not exist, Bolsonaro would still be the president of Brazil, and Brazil would still have a free and open internet. It was USAID that spent tens of millions of dollars of American taxpayer money funding the push to get anti-misinformation bills passed in the parliament there, funding the legal advocates who pushed the censorship court there, the TSE, to crack down on Bolsonaro tweets and WhatsApp and Telegram messages. They built a censorship octopus in Brazil, and it was built entirely on USAID because USAID declared Bolsonaro a populist, Trump of the tropics, and then set up this operation to control the information ecosystem there. One of the USAID grantees even said on a public call that the purpose was to eliminate the international exchange of ideas between the Trump movement and the Bolsonaro movement. That's what USAID does. They kill domestic populism because it gets in the way of their foreign policy goals.
All right, so there you go. So that's USAID. That's a major component of USAID. And this really started back in 2014. That's really what Ukraine is all about, because the Obama administration was so taken aback by Crimea asking to be annexed into Russia. It was not invaded. That's what we've been told. It was not invaded by Russia. It was annexed. It was actually annexed by the Crimean citizens into Russia. All right. Now, when that happened, they're like, we can't allow these sort of populist communications, these free and open exchange of ideas via populism is Trump, is you, is me, is MAGA. We're nationalist populists. That's what we are. We believe in the sovereignty of our country. And USAID, of the sovereign nation of the United States of America, they don't believe in that because, again, and I don't want to get too deep into this, but I'm just saying that none of the people on the left, all these advocates for USAID, they don't believe in the sovereignty of the United States of America. They believe that you and I are that the United States of America is a globalist state governed out of Beijing, London, Davos, Glasgow, UN, WHO. That's why they always want us put under WHO's various pandemic treaties. So what USAID is majorly about banning speech and censorship. Tens of millions of dollars were sent to Brazil from you, from me, our taxpayer dollars, so that they could take down tweets and eliminate the exchange of information between Bolsonaro and Trump. Take down social media posts from Bolsonaro. Take down the free exchange of information between Trump and Bolsonaro so that they could eliminate him out of his position. And then, of course, they had the fake election that probably was also funded by USAID. So that's what they've been setting up, a censorship mechanism, a censorship apparatus globally. That's why you're seeing Ursula von der Leyen talk about suing Elon Trump. Yeah, that's about kind of true. Elon Musk suing him to take down tweets. You're seeing it out of London. You're seeing it out of all of the Five Eyes states, basically, Five Eyes countries, because they are part of the censorship apparatus that is funded by you and me. I actually funded my own censorship. You and I were funding our own censorship. We're funding our own invasion. Yeah. We're funding our own rapes. We're funding our own robberies. You and I are funding all of this via USAID and many other government entities and government NGOs, and they hide the government spending by having an NGO do what the government's not allowed to do, like censor speech. That's what they do. All right, let's go to the next one, Josh Dunlap video. Now, again, highlighting the main opponents of Doge, I want to show you another one. So we always showed you Jasmine Crockett. Let's go to my favorite one of all, Ilhan Omar. Josh Dunlap video, the foreign terrorist, which she is, Ilhan Omar, on American soil, who was once married to her brother so that her brother could stay in the country, which is committing a crime. So she should be deported immediately. And if we had any balls, we would deport her because she needs to be deported. It's a matter that she's achieved citizenship. She received it. She has achieved, if you want to call that, or received citizenship via false pretenses. The foreign terrorist, Ilhan Omar, again, Josh Dunlap video, on American soil, smiling as her prime minister from Somalia, thought she would be under the president of the United States, says that she's in the United States Congress to serve the interests of Somalia and not Americans. Play for me, Will. She's not serving the interest of Minnesotans. She's not serving the interest of the United States citizenry. She's serving the interest of Somalia, and she's an elected member of Congress who is basically, for all intents and purposes, an international supporter of terrorism. And congratulations, Democrats. I mean, congratulations. I know there's probably not many watching, but congratulations. How do you defend that? She's not serving at the interest. She's not serving the interest of Minnesotans. She's not serving the interest of United States citizens. She's serving the interest of Somalia. And she stands back there. Did she interrupt him at all? Did she come up and fix what he said? No, she sat there because she knows that's what's true. All right, I mean, therefore I am video still on Doge. Did you know the USAID spent your tax dollars, get this, Aaron, to fund celebrity trips to Ukraine? So we're always wondering how in the world they would just show up in downtown Kyiv. They'd be completely and totally safe. Well, because Will was paying for it. You were paying for it. Aaron was paying for it. And I was paying for it. Play for me, Will.
USAID sponsored American celebrity visits to Ukraine after Russia's full-scale invasion began. Angelina Jolie, $20 million. Sean Penn, $5 million. Jean-Claude Van Damme, $1.5 million. Orlando Bloom, $8 million. Ben Stiller, $4 million. This was done to increase Zelensky's popularity among foreign audiences, particularly in the United States. The involvement of celebrities made it easier to coordinate funding programs for Ukraine during the conflict.
Man, it's expensive to get those celebrities over there, isn't it? I mean, Angelina Jolie, $20 million of your money. Isn't she rich? Well, why exactly are you and I paying for Angelina Jolie to go worship her Messiah Zelensky? Slava Ukraine, Churchill Zelensky. Why in the world $20 million for her to go over there? I mean, we could book a flight to Kyiv right now for $1,000, maybe $2,000. $20 million of your money via USAID, and all the Democrats are protesting to keep USAID open so we can continue to spend. If you are a Democrat, send me the explanation. Send me the justification behind spending $20 million to send Angelina Jolie to go lick the boots of Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm just curious. In the name of democracy, while she licks the boots of a dictator who's canceled every election, who's canceled all opposition media, who's canceled all opposition parties and has removed the Orthodox Church. Aaron, you got something?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought like people like Ben Stiller just really cared. You know?
I know, and, like, and you paid for him to go over there. I thought Ben would at least pay his own. It's like Kamala paying Oprah Winfrey $5 million. Isn't Oprah a billionaire?
Yeah.
Oprah goes, well, I had to pay my staff. You can't pay your staff? Out of your $1,000 million, that's $1 billion. You can't pay, and she's probably a multi-billionaire. You can't pay your staff maybe $100,000 each to do an hour-long interview with Kamala. Sean Penn, $5 million. Isn't he a multimillionaire? Jean-Claude Van Damme goes on the cheap at $1.5 million.
Loser.
Yeah. Orlando Bloom, $8 million. What do you do? Have to pack a bunch of tampons? Ben Stiller, $4 million, all paid for by USAID. And Jasmine Crock and Chuck Schumer stand out in front of USAID. We won't give up. We won't give up. Give up this? Is this what you're not giving up for? This is what you're so strident about and fervent about? Amazing. All right, where the heck am I? All right, Representative Nancy Mace. USAID, listen to her question these people. It's hysterical. USAID, I shouldn't call it USAID, is too busy playing global good Samaritan to advance American interests. Play for me.
USAID awarded $2 million to strengthen trans-led organizations to deliver gender-affirming health care in Guatemala. So to each of you this morning, does this advance the interests of American citizens paying for trannies in Guatemala to the tune of $2 million? Yes or no, Governor?
No. I have no position.
Of course you don't. Okay, USAID awarded over $750,000 to fund alleviating loneliness among migrant garment workers in India. Does this advance America's interests, Governor?
No.
No. I have no position.
USAID awarded $1.5 million for providing a gender-sensitive response to migration at the Venezuelan border. Does this advance America's interests, Governor?
No.
No, I have no position.
Does this advance the interest? Okay, so USAID awarded $4.3 million on October 1st, 2023 to a group to fund comprehensive health services for men having sex with other men in South Africa. Does this advance the interests of American citizens, Governor?
No.
No, I have no position.
I bet you don't. Okay. USAID awarded $1.5 million to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in Serbia's workplaces and business communities by promoting economic empowerment and opportunity for LGBTQI plus people in Serbia. Does this advance America's interests?
No.
No. Nope.
You have no idea, right? Okay.
How do you have no position? Obviously, the fat guy on the left is a leftist, and we couldn't get close enough to him to figure out who he was, but obviously, you believe in it, so why aren't you saying, if you believe in this, and you're out there supporting USAID, see, if it was me, and I believed in it, I would be going, yes, does this enhance America's interest or whatever she has, does this support America's national interest? You believe in it, then why wouldn't you simply say it? Why are you saying you have no position? If you're for funding it, then obviously you believe that it advances America's interest. But obviously the guy knows once it's actually put out in the wind, actually it's actually said out loud, he realizes that he's been exposed and all this money is simply to pimp out a leftist bourgeois globalist agenda that's meant to leverage people into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by the fat guy at the end. Because that's what all of this is about. It's about leveraging people into a one-world commerce system. So they can give you, they're funding you. Say they're funding you, and they're funding you, and they're funding you. So once you're receiving their funds, it's like the climate change scientists. In order to continue to receive that money coming from the federal government, you have to advocate for the federal government's position, even if you find out via science that the government is wrong. But in order to keep your job, you've got to say that the government's right. That's what they do with these people. They leverage them using money. That's what they do. They leverage them where they are now dependent on that money coming in. So they will advocate for these ridiculous positions to keep the money going, and therefore they are controlled. That's the point. None of these people actually care about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Nobody should care about it. But none of these people actually care about climate change. They don't actually care about trans rights. They don't care about people, immigrants. They don't care about, I was going to say illegal immigrants because they don't consider them. They don't care about immigrants. They just use them as a vehicle to advance their propaganda and agenda. All right, Jesse Waters video, Fox News alert, moving on from USAID now. The CIA has been offered, get this, the CIA has offered a buyout to its entire workforce. Play it for me, Will.
Fox News alert, the Wall Street Journal is reporting the CIA has reportedly just offered a buyout to its entire workforce. Everyone in the agency is telling employees late today they can quit their jobs and receive about 8 months of pay and benefits. It's a part of Trump's push to downsize the federal government, more as we get it.
Oh, no. How will we survive without the CIA? The CIA is nothing but a slush fund for the Democratic Party to push its initiatives globally instead of domestically. That's all that the CIA does. They don't secure America. Have you seen their recruiting website? Have you seen their recruiting commercials? So Trump is simply saying, the CIA does nothing to secure America. All that it does is push the narrative and the propaganda and push the agenda of making America a global state instead of a sovereign nation. That's all the CIA does. So that is the absolute antithesis of securing America, the antithesis of defending America, is to try to remove us as a sovereign nation and make us a global state under a new world order out of Davos and London and Glasgow. Forget it. We're good. CIA, full buyout for its entire workforce. Absolutely perfect. CIA does nothing for America whatsoever, except they do that. They push that giant agenda, but they also are pushing the financial interest of the globalist left. That's all that they do. It's all about lining the pockets of the globalist left. That's really all the CIA does. Everything that the globalist left is doing, everything that they do ends up financing themselves. That's really all that it's about. It's all, if you take the money from USAID as an example, it goes to an NGO. And I know that if you watch this podcast all the time, you've heard this, but it goes to an NGO, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, $53 billion budget. That's why you see Schumer out there. I want to keep the USAID because the USAID does what the government itself can't do, because the USAID funnels the money through NGOs, and then the NGOs send the money back to Democratic Party politicians via campaign finance contributions. It's what they do. You see the Act Blue. The Act Blue stuff comes from some foreign NGO Act Blue donations. And you end up with some woman in Scranton, Pennsylvania, who made 10,000 donations in a year of $47,000 that came from an NGO. And they're so inept at hiding it that they had to make it look like a legal campaign contribution. So they spread it out over multiple contributions, but they should have spread it out to 10,000 different people instead of 10,000 donations from one person, but they're too stupid to do it right.
Yeah.
So that's how it all works. It's really about finding a way. That's all the CIA does, is set up operations that ends up profiting people like Hunter Biden, like Jasmine Crockett, like Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi can make stock trades off of a CIA operation overseas that ends up, she just happens to time it perfectly. It's all that it's about. Love of money is the root of all evil. Bruce Lavelle tweet, Doge has now been seen at the FBI headquarters. This is fantastic, isn't it? So let's go. Now, the FBI is all worried about it. So who do they send out? The man who was fired for perjury, Andrew McCabe, collusion hoaxer, Russian PP tape hoaxer, FISA warrant perjurer, Andrew McCabe, the awakening to video. Oh, the irony, Andrew McCabe, the guy who was fired from the FBI for lying under oath, is now clutching his pearls because the DOJ is questioning FBI employees about their totally unbiased, wink, wink, January 6th investigation. Play for me, Will.
New tonight, multiple sources telling CNN the Justice Department is instructing thousands of FBI employees to provide information about their work investigating the January 6th insurrection. These employees received a questionnaire today, requiring them to explain their specific role in those investigations. Former FBI Deputy Director and CNN Senior Law Enforcement Analyst Andrew McCabe joins us now. Andrew, thank you for being here with us. Look, President Trump campaigned on overhauling the FBI. He appears to be doing exactly what he said he would do, which is punishing and purging anyone who had anything to do with January 6th or investigations into him. But a lot of these line agents at the FBI are simply assigned to those cases. That's just them doing their job. If they are to get pushed out, what kind of risk, because that could be over thousands of people, what kind of risk does this create for the FBI and our nation's safety?
Yeah, thousands of agents who did nothing other than respond to the orders of their supervisors and of people at headquarters who likely sent them leads to the field offices where they work to conduct some investigative activity and maybe even execute a lawful search warrant or arrest warrant signed by a federal judge. So the idea that these people are essentially being virtually rounded up now, submitted, being demanded to fill out what I'm told is a 12-question survey, which is mostly yes or no answers, to identify themselves as people who are who may be targeted for some sort of retribution or punishment. It's absolutely disgraceful. These are people who are civil servants. They enjoy the protections of the civil service program. The FBI has an extensive process of if there are allegations of misconduct against specific employees, those things are investigated. They are given due process. And ultimately, the Office of Professional Responsibility administers an adjudication. Nowhere in my entire 21-year history in the FBI did I ever see anything like this, where employees are literally being...
The whole thing is, it's nothing difficult to understand here. Trump wants to know... These guys aren't in trouble. They just had to do a 12-question questionnaire. If they were simply assigned to the case and never abused their authority and didn't go after Trump as in a politically biased way, they got nothing to worry about, as we've heard over the last 5 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. If you did nothing wrong, what's the rest of the answer to that, Aaron? You got nothing to worry about.
Yep.
You got nothing wrong. Trump's got nothing to worry about when they raid your home in Mar-a-Lago. If you did nothing wrong, you got nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
That's what we've heard, right? So they got nothing to worry about, right? Here's another viewpoint. Steve Guest video, Andrew McCabe with zero sense of irony and with zero sense of history about the role he played in tarnishing the reputation of the FBI. Play it for me, Will.
I think he made some mistakes.
Yeah.
Lack of candor is a term we use in the FBI and the Department of Justice. It's basically dressing up lying or mischaracterizing something. And remember, there are lies of commission and lies of omission. And what he's been accused of is making this disclosure to the Wall Street Journal that didn't fit under the public interest exception, and it was made in a manner designed to advance his own personal interests at the expense of department leadership. Wow. Now, for them to fire him, here's where I stand on that. If you're a probationary agent with one day out of Quantico and you lie, bye. If you're a deputy director 2 days from retirement and you're accused of lying by a nonpartisan IG appointed under President Obama, who by every stretch of our imagination does the right thing and is not infected with politics, sorry, bye. I mean, it's a sad thing that it had to happen, but deputy directors and probationary agents have to be held to the same damn standard.
Back to me. So there you go. And Andrew McCabe is CNN's expert. The guy who was fired for lying under oath, falsified FISA warrants. He knew the entire time that he was investigating Donald Trump that the entire collusion hoax was, in fact, a hoax. He knew it the entire time. Comey was in the White House with Brennan, with Joe Biden, with Barack Obama when they said, when John Brennan revealed to everybody in the room that this collusion accusation against Donald Trump was made up by Hillary Rodham Clinton. Then Mark Elias was hired out of Perkins Coie to then hire Fusion GPS, to then hire Christopher Steele, to then hire Igor Danchenko to create the Steele dossier. They knew it the entire time. They knew they were investigating a crime or an incident that didn't even exist, and they did it anyway. And they spent $42 million, and this is CNN's expert, the guy who took over for fired James Comey, who participated himself in signing FISA warrants he knew were fraudulent. He knew that perjury was used to facilitate those FISA warrants, and he signed them anyway, and that's CNN's expert. And this is the guy who's so concerned about FBI agents who worked on January 6th cases having to fill out a 12-question questionnaire. Is Donald Trump's trying to, what Donald Trump is doing is he is trying to eliminate all the people who will sabotage him behind his back while he tries to put forth his initiatives. That's all he's doing. And he knew last time this happened, he was telling, in his last administration, from 17 to 21, he was giving orders to his military, and his military actually wasn't following them. And this was happening all throughout the deep state. slow walking all of his initiatives. So the people who would slow walk his initiatives this time are all being fired. And that's what should happen. Listen to this. And even when McCabe was actually investigated, it was fake. The Paul Sperry tweet. Molly Gaston, look at the date on the bottom here. This is from 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Molly Gaston, the assistant U.S. attorney who signed the letter to McCabe's lawyer informing McCabe, she was closing. He didn't get criminally prosecuted. She was closing criminal case against him. Is a Democrat who's given thousands of dollars to Democrats. Same old thing. Judge Mershon, Juan Mershon, same thing. Tanya Shuckin, same thing. Over, Judge Engeron, same thing. Fannie Willis, same thing. Alvin Bragg, same thing. Matthew Colangelo, same exact thing. You have political, absolute politically biased, political hacks in position of judicial authority. That should never happen. And she was making the decision about whether to prosecute Andrew McCabe for open perjury, and she decided not to do it. But of course, she's a Democrat. I believe Andrew McCabe's wife is a Democratic Party activist also. She's a Democrat who's given thousands of dollars to Democrats, including Obama, who once worked for Dem side of House Oversight and whose mother worked for the Washington Post. Go to the next one for me, Will. Another Paul Sperry tweet. This one here from just a few days ago. Breaking, sources tell me Eric Holder prosecutor pal Molly Gaston has now been fired, who signed a get-out-of-jail-free card for perjurer Andrew McCabe, was just fired by Trump's new AG. I outed her Dem ties in 2020. Let me show you this one. And wokeness video. The FBI just revealed, get these numbers now, that 5,000 out of their 13,000 agents were focused on January 6th protesters. 39, but this is rounded up, it's 39%. 49% of the entire bureau for the last 4 years, all of 21, all of 22, all of 23, and all of 24, 40% of the FBI was focused on January 6th protesters. Play it for me, Will.
I just saw people going right through. There they are.
And our
Statuary Hall. Now, that is the area
is that by the Walt Whitman camera that's capturing those, I believe?
No.
Whitman statue?
I'm not sure whether that's the Walt Whitman camera, but that what that is the area where the senators processed.
There, I just want to show you this. This was the insurrection they were focused on. This is live. This is live, January 6th of 2021. Look at that insurrection. This is what they were FBI focused 5,000 out of their 13,000 agents for 4 years on that. That insurrection. Look at that thing. How can you ever be a Democrat and look yourself in the mirror? How can you ever go to your children and say, call me daddy? Call me mommy, when you have absolutely no human dignity whatsoever. You're going to call that an insurrection? They're staying between the velvet ropes. That's your insurrection? All right, 1025, that's good. Appreciate you guys. Oh, man, look at all the people in the Rumble Rants tonight. Snarl Barkley became a monthly supporter. Thank you so much, Snarl. Nate Dad won $20. CW, $15. Tammy L. Margaret are $10. Gucci Buckeye, $10. Jules, 21 hours, $10. Buckeye Nut, $19.68, $10. Nadis Jaeger, $5. Goosey, $600, $2. Thank you guys so much. That's lots of money. Really appreciate you guys. We are 14th on Rumble, I think, on the live streams right now. If you're wondering why it is that I have 30,000 followers between the church and myself on Facebook, and 62 people are watching live, it's because of USAID meeting with Facebook.
Yep.
That's why. Okay, there you know. Live censorship right in front of you. But I appreciate you guys. I love each and every one of you. I really do. Thank you so much for watching every night. 1,200 people on right now. Stick around for the post game. It's awesome. We're back here tomorrow night, as always, live at 9 p.m. I'll see you then. One last time. God bless you.
You are healed. Psalm 103:3. How many of you have a physical infirmity or a sickness? You are healed. Psalm 103:3, who forgives all your sins and heals all of your diseases. That's the end of it. Anybody who teaches you different is a false teacher, including yourself. If your mind is teaching you different, call out your mind and say, false prophet. But that's not what I've been taught my whole life. I was taught, Tom, to show compassion for the sick. Did Jesus do that? No, Jesus healed the sick. He kicked out the compassionate ones and healed the sick. How much more compassionate can you be than to heal them?
Thank you for watching the Tom Lively podcast. We appreciate your support. As a special thank you, when you donate $25 or more, you'll receive a free TLP mug. Sip your favorite beverage while enjoying all the insights from our episodes. Your support helps us keep bringing you current events from around the globe. Donate now to claim your mug.